What's up, everybody? Welcome to Disney Movie News. Today we're talking about Ant-Man, we're talking about Dumbo, and we're talking about the HB of Notre Dame. Get ready.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Disney Movie News.
Yeah, I'm hype.
Cool. You hype?
Way to back me up on that, guys. Way to.
Yeah. Didn't know you were going to be so hyped.
Way to carry
He's
the hype.
So hype. He was right. So tired.
I was. I had to turn it on for the show, man. I was preserving my energy.
Oh. What's on your shirt?
Oh, that's it's Summertime Peach. It's Princess Peach from Super Mario. And she's looking all
hipster in summertime.
Yeah, man. I love me some Princess Peach. What's up, guys? Welcome to Disney Movie News. I'm Leo Camacho. I'll be your host this evening. So buckle up. Let's go for a ride. You can follow me on the internet at Mr. Leo Zombie. But don't just follow me. You're going to want to make sure you follow Popcorn Talk at the Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and at Popcorn Talk Network on YouTube and at the Popcorn Talk on Twitter.
Right.
Broomba. Who are you?
Roomba. my name's Sarah Sterling.
Sarah Sterling. That's
I'm
pretty
Sarah
good.
Sarah Sterling underscore on Twitter. Sarah G. Sterling on Instagram.
That's fair. That's a good name. I think I like it. Who dat? I don't know you, redheaded.
I like how your hand just came into my
you.
Frame.
You there.
It's like the you know, unattached hand, disembodied hand of who? Hi, guys. I'm Keaton. I do have red hair now.
Yeah, you're a country
singer. It's going to get old. It's going to get old pretty soon. But
never.
You guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true. You can do that. That is an absolute certainty.
Please do that.
Guys, let's make it a chatty day, huh? Let's get into some conversation. What do you say?
What do you want to talk about, Leo?
Well, I was really hoping that we could talk about this new Dumbo casting news, and I was really hoping that you could tell me a little thing
What's
or two about
on?
It.
Because you don't know who this guy is.
No, I don't know who he is.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember from Game of Thrones who he played.
Yeah. Who is he?
He is in...
Oh, wait. Hold on.
This is...
Oh, no.
Is he a soldier?
This is the wrong photo.
Oh, I was like, wait a minute.
That's the right photo.
Oh, sorry. Oh, him. He is...
Who did
you guess?
Play?
All of you, Game of Thrones fans.
Man, you know what?
Is he going to play the mouse?
No.
What?
He's the dad of the kids in the movie.
The dad of the kids.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't seem... Is he from Volantis?
No, let me read you...
I was just guessing.
I'm going to read you some hints, okay? You would never remember this guy from Game of Thrones.
Okay.
Don't ever doubt
Sorry.
It.
But props to you, dude, for getting on that show.
Yeah, man.
Props to you.
Props to anybody who got on that show.
I really don't know how to pronounce his name from the show. It's Areo Hota.
Oh, Areo Hota. Yeah, dude.
He is from the free city of Norvos.
Well, that's what I meant. That's what I meant, Norvos.
Mm-hmm. Sure you did.
That's what you meant, Leo?
I said Volantir. That's from Lord of the Rings, you guys.
Volantis?
Volantir.
Volantis is from Game of Thrones.
No, it's not Volantis, is it? Is that the name of the city?
Volantis.
Oh, it is? No, Volantir is like the name of something in Lord of the Rings.
Thinking about the Palantir?
Palantir.
Is he the guy?
I combine Volantis and Palantir.
I think I kind of remember him. He's like the guy that kind of leads... Daenerys astray? No?
No, that's the guy from Karth. He does
Yeah,
look
that's
like that
Karth.
Guy.
Yeah, no.
But different guy.
That guy's way bigger, though.
Let me...
Yeah, who's he? So he's playing the dad of the kids.
Dad of the kids.
I love how, like, we're stretching the news thin this week, okay? When the guy who is from Volantis plays the dad of the kids from Dumbo is headline news on Disney Movie News, you know that it's going to be a slow episode.
This guy is in Dorne scenes a lot.
Dorne scenes?
Oh, he's in Dorne. Okay.
Yeah, I had a feeling. I just kept picturing him in orange for some reason.
He's just like a background guy. He's like the King's Guard.
He like talks and he has like a role in the books.
Okay.
In the books, for sure.
He's like in the show a lot when they are in Dorne and when this stuff that I'm watching happens. It's a spoiler. I'm not going to talk about it.
I got you.
No spoilers, please.
That's cool.
Good for him. Yeah, we're like, all right. Way to go, man.
There was some news that broke right before you got it?
Is it the Star Wars writer news?
Not the Lion King news.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. But it's still not confirmed.
It's, yeah.
We'll get to that.
I didn't hear about that.
The casting for Scar is...
Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yeah, that's right. And you might know him as Mordo from Doctor Strange. Ugh. He's in talks to be... What? What do you mean, ugh?
Sorry, I just...
Wasn't he also in Firefly?
What do you mean, ugh?
What's his name? He was the villain in the
I can't remember it. It's like Chiwetel
Ejiofor. Chiwetel Ejiofor. I've interviewed Ejiofor. Him, and I had to practice his name a ton of times before I went in.
Yeah. Yeah, he played, he was, why did you just say, ugh?
Is what Doctor is his character in Doctor Strange?
He's literally the guy who trains Doctor Strange, Mordo, the black dude.
Oh, wait. No, I just need someone to spell his name so I can look him up.
Mordo.
Chiwetel, C H.
Mordo, Doctor Strange.
E.
Mm-hmm.
W.
Mordo's phonetic.
Chiwetel.
I found it. Okay, cool. Oh, I like this guy.
He's great. He has a great voice, too.
Yeah, he's awesome. That's why I was like, why'd you ugh it? He's the best.
He's been in something else that I know of.
Z for Zachariah.
I'm looking it up.
I know. He's in 12 Years a Slave.
No, that's not what I know him from. So
I like how I went to Doctor Strange first, not 12 Years a Strange, which is definitely
was nominated for an Academy Award.
Literally a cinematic masterpiece.
I went to Firefly with
him. Rumored that he's going to be a Scar. It's not confirmed.
It's rumored, but it's just like, it's pretty good.
It's a good one. Solid one. Do you know, he was also in Love Actually. He played, what's-her-face's husband? She's a pirate.
She's a pirate.
She's married to Orlando Bloom. Why am I blanking?
Orlando Bloom?
Somebody help me, please, in the chat.
What are you looking for?
His name is Peter in Love Actually. I was just trying to see what he was in that I know him from, because sometimes I'm looking at an actor and he's like in a lot of things like you guys are listing. And he's then like I look at his IMDb and usually like they're in a DCOM or something, but not this guy.
Not this guy.
No, in Love Actually, he's married to Keira Knightley.
This dude.
Yes, Chiwetel Ejiofor.
Yes.
Great.
Brandon's saying 12 Years a Strange. How dare you? First of all, but also well done.
I did want to talk about the Star Wars.
Okay, well then
let's talk about
it. Do you mind, dude? We're just gonna throw like another one in there. We're pausing
out of
order.
But thanks for pulling some Chiwetel up there.
By the way, the person I'm talking to is the angel in the sky. Say hi, angel in the sky. So I don't seem crazy.
Hello, everybody.
Oh, he was also the angel at Comic-Con for me. So.
Oh, he was.
He was.
Dude, that must have been a blast.
He was the rock star who voted, who edited all of it.
We're gonna talk about The Rock later on. Yeah. But Star Wars news. What Star Wars news? Yeah.
I'm so upset, you guys.
He didn't he write Jurassic World?
I don't care.
Yeah, tell him.
tell me, what's the news?
This is the one Star Wars news that Sarah can be
Star
salty
Wars
about.
Episode 9 is getting rewritten.
Oh, I heard about that, but who's rewriting it?
The one of the guys who wrote Cursed Child! Jack Thorne, who is one of the two guys who wrote the Harry Potter play Cursed Child.
And you don't like it?
No.
I still have yet to read Cursed Child.
If you guys want someone to rewrite Star Wars who has blatant disregard for the rules of the world and
that's
will just
problem.
Change characters however he wants them to be, then this will be great.
F that guy.
But if you want a good Star Wars movie that's true to the original trilogy, get ready to be disappointed.
Sarah, tell me how you really feel about
this
guy.
Like, ruined everything.
I need to go like sit down and
look at
read
his,
Cursed
Let's look at his
Child
body of
tonight.
Work. Can we look it up?
Yeah, sorry.
Can you want him to be that fool?
Yeah.
There's also the... Wait, hold on. Is that in our lineup tonight? The Big Hero 6 TV series?
I think they just give us these things to play with.
Is that a... I cannot
these
help
These are like
it.
Our fidget spinners.
This is... Oh, my God.
Here.
OG rubber fidget spinners.
Okay, I'm glad everyone in the comments is being like, no.
No, they're not into it?
He wrote the National Treasure TV series.
That
there was a
that
TV
was
series?
Good enough to become a TV. I mean, I love National Treasure.
I didn't even know
Cage
it was
a god,
one.
But
hold on,
Skins, the TV series. I do like Skins.
He did
Supermarket Love Song.
What has he done?
What's that?
Oh, this is as a writer.
He did. Oh, he wrote. Nope, TV miniseries. Nope, Last Panthers, War Book. Stop going so fast. Scroll.
Well, there's nothing that I recognize.
Scroll up.
Here.
I might recognize. Let me see. Scroll down. Now you went too low. All right.
How good did that guy feel when he got to update his IMDb Pro and put on Star Wars episode?
Yeah, he
like,
might
can
as
you
well
imagine.
He might as well have called IMDb and said, "Hey man, can you guys just delete everything? I just got Star Wars, man. Just take everything
else
off."
Just, that's all about.
Yeah, I think How I Live Now is like one of the most relevant things, I guess.
How
but
I live
even
now?
Then, that's a stretch. What?
And then he told him, "Like, look, just leave How I Live Now and the National Treasure TV series. Everything else, just get rid of it. I don't need it."
I can't believe that was more than one episode.
Yeah, that's I can't believe it was one episode.
And how bad was it that I mean I feel like Star Wars like now they're questioning everything since this Han Solo like fiasco happened.
It's just gonna feel that way. But if I mean like you can say well I mean they did it with Rogue One too. It got re-edited a bajillion times, and I don't think that was the case. I don't remember hearing any sort of like jumbled up rumors for episode 7. Did you?
No, I don't remember.
No, that one came out just clean.
Beside when like Carrie Fisher passed away and they had to go back and like.
Well, that's 8.
Oh, sorry, 8.
Yeah, but that wasn't like...
Yeah, 7 was completely clean.
Yeah, it just dropped. And then Rogue One, they were like, no, hold on, and re-edit it. Make it less violent. Oh, too violent. Make it... Oh.
They awoke the Force and just crap hit the fan.
I just can't believe that the entire tagline, the thing that was carrying the weight of all of the promo, didn't even make the final cut in Rogue One. I rebel.
I know! I was waiting for the line.
Didn't even make it. Didn't even get into the movie, which is really surprising.
Anyway, I have a lot of disdain for Jack Thorne.
Apparently. Look, I understand it's Disney movie news, but Harry Potter is like basically like the cousin of Disney. So let me ask you, how did you feel about Chris Child?
I hate Chris Child.
Ooh. I don't know anything about Chris
Child. Let me finish
Child.
My sentence. Please. I didn't even get to put my period at the end of it.
I'm trying to not read Chris Child and just see it. Mm.
You need
judged.
That
all? Yeah. I want to know who
well,
saw
no, because
it,
I was going to say, you think...
It a lot. And
I have access to read. I could read. I could literally stay up all night and read it tonight.
I have
I'm now contemplating doing.
I have no desire to see it. But
none at all.
I read it first. No, I don't want.
You don't
want
to complete your Harry Potterdom?
No, I would go if I like could just go without having to work or pay for it.
The creator of Severus Snape and the Marauders just followed me on Twitter, and I told him I was a fan. He said he was a fan of me, and I was like, "What's up, dude?"
Oh, you know, Mick.
I don't know.
Oh, you don't know the guy who played Severus Snape?
Oh, him? No, I don't know. The creator of the movie of that. Sure.
Yeah.
I don't know Nick either.
Oh, you Mick. I'll
no, I know. This is long. I know Sirius Black.
Disney.
He's my buddy.
Oh, cool.
He's a cool dude. I like him.
I know Severus Snape.
So that's,
cooler dude.
There's the cover of Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
So it impacted you greatly.
I mean, it was just very disappointing because I was really excited to have like.
So let me hold on. Huh? Let me illustrate the evening. The book comes out. We go to a Harry Potter Barnes & Noble's event. I'm all hype. I'm just like HP myself.
Well, who are you dressed like, Sarah?
She was straight up. She was just an HP.
Repping the
Huffpuff. I was HP. She was Huffpuff. And we go. It's fun. Her sister like did a trivia thing. Sarah like crushed people at it. I hung out with James Chatz and Starbucks.
Let's like, be real. They hosted Harry Potter trivia at Barnes & Noble, and we deemed it not good enough and hosted our own trivia.
And they did their own on
the
side.
Of the store.
Like literally left their section, and they were like, oh, I didn't know this was for Scrubs. We're going to go do
well,
the legit
super
one.
Weird. They were only doing book 4 trivia. Only.
Only.
Why,
which is
why
really
book
weird.
4? Just because that's
maybe
the
it's my favorite
like,
book. Maybe
it's not even.
Maybe I like
it's not,
dragons.
The seventh one is.
Hmm? Maybe. I'm just giving you.
This is really dumb. Anyway,
So they did their own. I drew a Harry Potter on the wall, a HP on the wall. We hung out. We had a good time. Ran into some people we knew. There was like a Wizard Rock, not Wizard Rock back. Excuse me, a Harry Potter like goth cover band that performed. There was a Harry Potter improv. So it was like HP saturated, right? Like
I love
every
it.
Nook and cranny of that place was oozing the colors of the Hogwarts houses. It was just rich. The environment was charged. People on the floor sleeping there for 17 weeks waiting for this book to come out. I have to set up the excitement because I want you to understand that the hype was overflowing. It was Niagara Falls of hype, HP hype.
I feel the hype.
The book is released. Sarah, just swimming through a sea of people, grabs one, buys the book. Everyone's like, should we hang out? And we're like, I don't know. And then a dude hits on our friend. Is like, what's up, beautiful? Can
this
I get your number? And then we're like,
the
we're like, no, you can't. This is weird. Anyways, let's all go home because this evening is basically dead because we all want to read this book. And we're driving home. Sarah's like, I can't wait. I'm going to look. No, I'm not going to look. I'm going to read the back. I'm going to read the back pages. I'm going to read the fine print. We get home. Sarah like immediately just, like dashes to the bathroom. Boom. She's in her
bathroom.
Pajamas.
Oh.
She gets ready for bed.
Like, why
she gets
we
ready
need to
for
know
bed
this?
Because she's like letting it build. She's letting marinate and simmer the anticipation.
Okay.
She beelines to the bathroom, gets ready, gets pajamas on, gets super cozy, goes to the bedroom, gets in the middle of the bed, not even on her side of the bed, in the middle of the bed, like a movie, like a sick grandma. Then she gets the book, she pumps it out, and I go, you need anything, babe? She's like, no, I'm good. I just leave the door cracked, and I go and I live my life for the rest of the night. I pop my head in, and
you
I
go play video games.
I'm playing
of the
video
night.
Game. And then I come back in, silence, like just from the other room. Occasionally I hear, oh my God. From the other room. I pop my head and I go, hey, babe, everything okay? She's like,
You're not even, like, telling it accurately.
Yes, I am.
No, because and so, I came out of the room excited after, like, the first chapter.
Yeah, you were like, I just started it.
I was like, this is dope. Like, this happened. I'm into it. And then it all went immediately
down. And I was like, oh, hopeful. Cool. Overwatch. And then, like, I popped in. I'm okay. Because I keep hearing these sounds. She's like,
These guys need their own reality.
So then I am like, okay, all right. Hulk smash. I don't want to make you upset. I leave the room, and then Sarah comes out defeated. Just the book just, like, somehow just – the book was grayer in her hands. It was, like, made of concrete and stone. And I just, like, you okay, babe? She's just, like, just this deep mode of contemplation, just, like, this inner turmoil just stirring inside, this conflict of I didn't like it, but it was Harry Potter. And then she's just, like, kind of sucked.
I don't feel like there was any conflict at that point.
No, there was. I saw it in your eyes, in your soul, in your heart. Yeah.
There's no more conflict. She, like, seriously doesn't like it. Sarah, you should have come. I went to Harry Potter camp one time. I was a prefect, actually. And, like,
I went to a Harry Potter
Harry
camp
Potter,
once.
Harry and the Potters were there, and, like, the MuggleNet guys came. Oh my God. It was
what
the coolest thing. Like, it was real, and, like, the Moaning Myrtles, like, all
like those are all my friends.
Yeah, they were all there.
Guys, first of all, I want to say thank you for the compliments. I'm glad you think I'm a good storyteller, but a special shout out to Madeline, who said I should have written episode 9 instead. That was amazing. I love you guys so much.
Yeah, no, everyone who sees the play says that it's good, but, I mean, even if the play production is good, that doesn't changed the fact that they just, like...
It was poorly written.
No, it's not that it's poorly written. They just, like, changed things that should not have been
changed. Yes, that's what I mean. It was poorly written as for a Harry Potter story. Like, it had nothing to do...
Guys,
know what I mean?
I'm going to read this book in the next week.
All the time tenders have been
Disney
destroyed.
Next week on Disney Movie News, I'm going to tell Sarah my opinion of it. Don't! No!
For what?
I'm going to read the book.
She hasn't read it yet.
Oh, well, don't waste your time.
Anyway,
so let's move on with the news. So hope you guys like that little aside. He's writing Star Wars, and now you know how we feel. But in positive maybe news, Alan Menken.
What order are you going in? We didn't.
Oh, sorry, I skipped the second one. Sorry, we'll get to that in a second. Alan Menken coming later, but before that, El Hombre Omega y la
Wasp,
la avispa, la mujer avispa. I don't know. Yeah, man. Ant-Man and Wasp. We got a little tease, a little teasy tease, a little drippity drop.
Give me that.
Let's watch it.
Production, and then they release this.
Yeah. Which is crazy, because now we're getting teasers before productions. That's, like, insane that they're doing that. Lion King got one.
14 seconds.
Don't matter. Oh, there he is. He's on the corner.
I'm very excited.
He's very tired.
Wait, that's it?
Did you guys just poop yourselves? Because that was crazy.
No.
Oh.
Because it was nothing.
It's an ant-sized teaser.
What is this, a trailer for ants? Get out of here with that.
That was funny.
So that's it.
It's in production.
It's in production, which we already knew because we went to D23 and they told us. Look, here's the deal. I'm excited because I liked the first Ant-Man movie. I like heist movies, number one. Heat. Dope. Ant-Man was like heat, Chuck E. Cheese heat, you know what I mean? And I thought it was fun. I love Paul Rudd.
I love
Turiel. I think she's cool. And it'll be cool to see what they do next. Like, I got the direction. What they had to do with Ant-Man, they had to make it like a break-in movie, especially because they had that teaser trailer like years before. It was like that trial thing. Like, what if there was an Ant-Man movie? This is what it would look like. And everybody was like, holy F, you have to make an Ant-Man movie.
Well, I felt like Paul Rudd and, like, his portrayal of a superhero in Ant-Man was kind of the PG version of Deadpool.
Yeah.
Which I appreciated because I loved Deadpool, minus, like, the really, really graphic stuff.
Yeah. So you didn't like Deadpool then?
No, I really liked Deadpool. But a lot of the graphic stuff, it was so CGI, like, it wasn't that bad. But there were some things that I was like, oh, no, I didn't need to see that.
I'm guessing you're talking about when his hand gets removed.
Yeah, that's gross.
well, here's the thing. It's like, I like the fact that, I mean, I guess you could argue this for Falcon, but Falcon has, like, severe military training. And I guess Ant-Man is sort of a genius. But I like that he's, like, the everyday guy who just, like, got a magic suit, basically.
Yeah.
But he is, like, a technical genius. Like, he's a computer genius, and he's, like, he's an expert cat burglar. But I feel like it's an interesting set of skills in contrast to everyone else in the Avengers. And that's why it's fun, because he's lighthearted by nature and yet still kind of – I don't know. I always thought he was a cool character in the Marvel Universe. I was, like – thought, you know, that would be a really useful guy to have on your team, a guy who could shrink and grow.
But that's
and
just because of the suit.
I know, but, like, he's the way he uses it is clever. Okay. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But, you know, and he's sneaky. He's, like, crafty by nature, so he uses it in creative ways. And, like, Captain America would just get big and kick people, right? And that's cool, but that's boring. Also, he became Giant Man in Civil War.
Yes.
So you know we're going to get to see him be Giant Man again, and it's going to be real weird. And who's he going to fight? Like, who's the villain of Ant-Man and Wasp going to be? You know?
Is Wasp on his side?
Yeah, Wasp is actually a long-term Avenger, too. Ant-Man and Wasp are, like, core Avenger members for a long, long time.
This is my question. Guys, guess. When you're like, I'm a superhero. I'm going to name myself something. The Wasp? Really?
Well, here's the thing. In the Marvel Universe, they don't generally name themselves. It's usually, like, a nickname or a code name given to them.
Well,
you know? But, I mean, the Wasp.
I hate Wasp.
Well, I feel like if it's like he got codenamed the Ant-Man suit, then like, and they gave her wings, like she would, you know, like it's codenamed Wasp. Like that's the name of the like Project Wasp
or something like that.
You know, because they never like say like except for Spider-Man, it's just like they never just say, hey, you want to be ginormo guy. You know, like, it's always somehow given to them.
I mean, for example, the Star-Lord. Peter Quill is like, I'm the Star... You know, he's like, I'm going to come up with a cool name.
But it's not cool, and that's what makes it cool.
It is cool! Star-Lord! He makes it cool name!
But it's like, imagine if you were a 14-year-old trying to come up with a superhero name, and you want it to be, like, respected and thought of as cool everywhere in the universe. You're like, I'm going to be the Star-Lord. Like, there's no, like, sneaky way to craft that, like, from an organization, and it was handed down from a spot. Nothing like that. He was like, I'm going to be the coolest guy ever, Star-Lord. And everybody's like, dude, that's super lame. And then when he becomes dope, they're like, dude, isn't that Star-Lord guy? You know, like, I love that that's how he got the name. And he's the only hero that's attained a superhero name like that, in like a humorous manner.
Himself.
Yeah, yeah. Like everyone else sort of gets it. Like the Winter Soldier, like that was his code name. The Hulk. Well, he's just a Hulk.
Yeah,
he's a Hulk.
He's a big dude.
The Man of Iron, right? He's Iron Man and Captain America because he was
Thor
a captain.
Doesn't
and
have a name. His name is just Thor.
Well, that's his name. It's just straight his name. Up.
He just got kind of shafted.
Yeah, I mean, like Vision. I mean, I don't know how.
Just their name.
Yeah, who knows how he got that one? Anyways, Scarlet Witch though, they never really call her that though, do they?
They don't. You know, she's in a movie with Jeremy Renner that's coming out right now.
Yeah.
Scarlet
Witch and Hawkeye are in a movie?
Yeah, they're in a movie together. They play, I think, their love interest in the movie. But they were out doing press rounds.
Sarah, what are you saying in the chat that people are agreeing with you?
I didn't say anything. Mm-hmm. I'm just making a face. I'm making my resting face.
You don't like me talking about Ant-Man?
Ant-Man.
Okay, well, let's move on then to the news that I spoiled already. Alan Menken hints at a live-action HB of Notre Dame. Sarah, take it away.
He just, like, did an interview where he was like, I can't say anything, but, like, I think Hunchback would be a great live-action movie. That's what he said.
I agree.
He just wanted to put it out there.
You know, I don't...
I got it.
And this is a photo from the stage play that everyone loves.
I didn't even know it was a stage play.
Yeah.
And Tarzan had one, too.
So, I don't know. I think it's I think it would be a weird adaptation.
Well, I mean, it's like a classic, not just play, but a classic film. I mean, Hunchback of Notre Dame has been made since black and white days.
Well, it's a classic book.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a book based off an actual legend. Like, you can, when you go to Notre Dame Cathedral, what?
I saw the Hunchback when I went to Paris.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
I was just thinking when I went to Notre Dame, I looked up and I'm like, man, if that guy was up there, like, singing, I'd be like, hey, shut up, dude. Like, I can see. You're right there. It's not that big. You know, it's not like he was, like, 10 miles above the ground.
I was just waiting for the gargoyles when I, like, because I went up and climbed
the
Notre Dame.
The gargoyles.
I just kept looking at him, like,
The invisible
don't
scooters.
You move.
Invisible scooter riders. The way they run. Like, they're on invisible scooters.
Someone tweeted at me once after I was, like, harping on the gargoyles. And they were like, the gargoyles are a lot more tolerable when you stop to think that they're just figments of Quasimodo's imagination that he created so he wouldn't be so dang lonely.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh man, I feel bad now.
That means that I dislike every part of Quasimodo's personality then, because they're all lame to me.
Oh my god.
What do you say, Jerry? I'm like, oh god, Seinfeld. He was up there watching too many Seinfeld episodes, so one of the gargoyles is...
Who are those voices?
I know is George, the guy who played George.
George Costanza.
Yeah, what's his name? Jason Alexander. But I don't know the other two.
Well, maybe you should watch Down to Disney's Hunchback of Notre Dame.
I would still wouldn't remember. They're not worth the memory bank. I rewatched
Hunchback of Notre Dame probably in the last year because I was on a Disney kick. And the Hell song, the Hellfire song, is still terrifying.
Yeah.
And I don't know how the hell that got into a Disney movie.
Like, I don't know how Hunchback was made at all, honestly.
It's a very scary movie. And the whole, the first song is literally about him, like, I don't, it just is.
Quasimodo song or?
No, well.
Frollo song? Hellfire?
Hellfire is very raunchy and, like, dark and evil. And then, like, the opening scene is they kill, like, it's just terrible.
What were my lyrics to Hellfire?
Quasimodo,
Esmeralda.
Da 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 da. Da da da.
If you guys are interested in laughing, I did do an episode of Drunk Disney, Hunchback of Notre Dame.
You did Hunchback?
That was the one I did. It was my first one, and then I did Nightmare later. But Hunchback was my first one. It was like one of their OG episodes.
Can you name the gargoyles?
Jason Alexander.
No, their names.
The British guy and
the old grandma
and Golden Girls.
Can you name them?
Yeah, it's very easy, actually.
Oh my God! Chill out.
No, you'll see what I mean. Okay. Their names are Victor, Hugo, and Laverne.
Laverne and Shirley.
Victor Hugo wrote *Hunchback of Notre Dame*.
Yeah.
Oh well, I didn't know that.
Oh, come on.
He should write episode 9.
He did.
Dude, all I know is that, like, and I said this in that episode, but Quasimodo's calves are jacked, dude. They're like
hams. Seen his forearms?
Yeah, his forearms, Freaking. Too. Bro, every day's leg day, every day's forearm day, every day's back day. You know, like.
No, that just, he was born, like, with that.
Oh, is that a muscle? Oh, that makes the title make so much sense now.
My favorite thing is how Quasimodo invented The Sims.
Oh, my God. Thanks, Viv. Good reference.
Oh my God, I just got that.
Yeah, you played with him. And then he's like, is he going to drop him in the pool?
He drowns him in a pool.
Guys, go watch my episode of Drunk Disney. I promise you'll get a giggle out of it.
Oh my God. Sarah, what Drunk Disney did you do?
Mulan. That was not funny.
Mulan.
I cried at Jungle Book. That is probably the least cryable Sarah, Disney movie ever.
Sarah's a situational comedian. She's not an on-the-spot impromptu comedian. You can't.
She's hilarious.
She's like you got. You just gotta. She's an essence of nature. You know. You just gotta let the. You gotta be there. I'm so you have sorry. To experience the humor.
I'm really funny.
See, sometimes she's it just happens.
Hilarious.
Other times it doesn't. You know?
I'm very funny.
See, like that time it didn't. But
it's funny every time.
My chat stopped working and I'm upset.
Oh well, let me read it to you. Someone said, "Quizzy kind of looks like Tom Cruise." I don't think Tom Cruise would agree with that. Let's see. A live-action Hercules? They did. It stars Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, wow.
For real.
Lol. Speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of him, let's speak about him. Jungle Cruise movie gets a director. Who ate it? What a name.
Oh, what is his name?
Let me see.
Oh, Smolder.
Oh, wow. I have the wrong link here.
Double time.
I can't say his name, guys.
Okay, hold on. I'll find it. I will say it. Oh, he was the director of Suicide Squad 2.
There too. It is. That's his
said,
name.
He said, I'd rather do this than
do
Suicide
you see
Squad 2.
His name?
This one?
Yeah.
I'm gonna Colette go. Sarah?
Yeah, it's either, if it's, I mean, it depends on his Colette. Ethnicity, but it could Colette. Be Haume. It could be Jaume. It could be
Jaume.
Haume.
Colette Sarah, yeah. That's
or
easy.
Colette.
I think it's Colette Sarah.
Like, Jaume Colette Sarah.
That right. sounds right. I'm gonna go with that.
All right, we'll go with that. He's the director. He turned down Suicide Squad 2 to do the Jungle Cruise. My guess, he wanted to be in that Disney fam.
Smart man.
Yeah, because you can be a Warner
get
Brothers
that
director,
Disney
but
money.
You may not even get to do the movie that you started on, Ben Affleck. But if you do Jungle Cruise, you're probably going to get
three movies.
They've already announced it as a trilogy? A trilogy?
I believe so. Did I believe they said that? It's going to be three movies.
I'm on board. I'm on the boat. I'm not in denial. I'm ready for this movie.
And then everyone's going to get super angry when they decide to change the Jungle Cruise at Disneyland.
I don't think
they
announced that it's three.
Oh,
it wouldn't surprise me, though.
It says here that he probably decided to do it to, like, have an opportunity at a franchise like Pirates of the Caribbean.
Mm. Yeah, The Rock's really into jungle movies. He's got Jumanji, he's got Jungle Cruise, and he's got Rampage coming up, where he trains a gorilla from the jungle. So.
And Moana.
Well, that's
make
over,
way,
though. Also,
way.
It's not in my jungle theme.
There's lots of jungle aspects there.
Jungle There's no jungle in Moana. One jungle.
There's just like, it's like very the tropical. Island. Like tropical's foresty. Not,
it's that forest, it's island. It's considered island, tropical climate, not jungle.
Yeah,
jungles are different.
Costa Rica has jungles.
That wasn't Costa Rica.
Yeah, but like it's
are
an
you
island.
Appropriating?
No. There are
islands?
Jungles. No, in
there are jungles on islands.
There are jungles in.
There were no jungles in that island.
Where do you think the coconuts were?
On the trees
in the
on the coast.
The coconuts. The
I
what?
Did.
Consider
they were
the
on
jungle.
The
jungle. Consider the trees.
Palm trees are coastal plants.
The island gives us what we need.
And the jungle.
Anyway. So here I'll stay.
Anyways, I was just Let's trying to be on. Thematic. Last but not least, at least until we think of other things that are definitely not in this list, unfortunately, paying our respects to Disney legend Marty Sklar, who passed away last week. Very, very sad moment in sort of Disney history and in Disney, the legacy. I mean, this man certainly did. I mean, he is Disneyland in many, many ways. He's one of those OG Imagineers alongside Walt, who built many of the attractions that you know and love. He worked, was it Marty Sklar or was it Bob Gurr that did all the vehicles? I think it was Gurr, but
yeah, it was Bob Gurr.
Bob Gurr designed all the vehicles, but obviously Marty had a hand in like literally everything. He was also a huge part of the 1963 World Fair. 64 World Fair. That Disney partook in that, like, was basically the result of, like, a lot of the things you saw in Tomorrowland and Autopia and things like that. Continue.
Small World.
Small World.
Great Moments with Mr. Lincoln.
Of course.
And Enchanted Tiki Room.
Yeah. Super sad moment. And I got to say, I'm fortunate enough to have had a personal experience with Marty. My previous job, I worked at a nonprofit technology company. And we were... we were dealing with a lot of futurism, which is something that Walt Disney, was a huge fan of. Obviously, look, that's what Tomorrowland is based on. That's what the World Fair sort of rotated around. And we were also in communications with the World Fair at the time. So to kind of like change our brains and to kind of get us thinking on a more creative level, on a more unified level, on a more long-term legacy-based sort of perspective, we actually had Bob Gurr and Marty Sklar come in and speak to us, private, like small group, like
that's really cool.
30 people. Yeah, it was amazing. They focused predominantly on the World's Fair, which was fine. It was amazing. He talked a little bit about Disney, but only me and my mentor at the time, we were the only Disney fans. So after he was done speaking, which was absolutely riveting, I won't take anything away from it. We basically bum-rushed him because we were the only ones who wanted to, like,
How
keep
nice
going. And we're like, tell us more, tell us more. The guy has stories. The guy loves to tell those stories. He's a delight – excuse me. Was a delight of a man. And, yeah, I know I'm, like, getting all emotional. Ooh. But, like, the things he shared with me and, like, the encouragement he gave me. And then he was nice enough to sign all of our artwork. I have – Sarah and I have two giant pieces of Disneyland art on our wall signed by Mr. Sklar. And, yeah, man, just what a guy. What a legacy. What else has he done, Sarah? That
he basically created Epcot.
He basically created Epcot.
Like, he was in charge of, like, concept design for Epcot after Walt died. Mm. And then he also, like, he basically, like, was, I think, VP during, like, every, like, Tokyo Disney, like, Animal Kingdom, California Adventure, like, MGM Studios when it was still called MGM. Just, like, all these new parks that happened, like, in the 90s through early 2000s, he was... Like,
yeah, still
in
going.
In charge of planning, yeah.
Like, it wasn't like, you know, he had been in retirement for 25 years and just like, oh, he passed away. Dude was, like,
That's
clocking
the thing, That's
hours.
The thing. When you are yeah. working, when you are lucky enough to find your passion in life and get paid to do your passion, to work your passion, like, you never want to stop because you're just like, it doesn't feel like you're going to work every day.
Oh, yeah.
It feels like you're just living your best life every day.
This dude, you can tell.
He's
he was having a blast.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, you nailed it. You nailed it. What a cool guy. What a cool legacy he has. That's cool. That's an awesome picture too. Imagine. And look at him. He's just looking at the camera like, yeah, I probably built this wall.
Speaking of walls, this is a little different note. I took my first picture in front of the blue wall.
Oh!
I was very excited. I found it. I like dragged like my boyfriend and his parents. I was like, I have to take a picture in front of this blue wall. Mm-hmm. And they looked at me like I was a crazy person. I was like, no, we have to.
Welcome to the fandom.
It It's a great backdrop. We were not there at the lighting was bad. Yeah, I was going to say,
what time did you go?
We were there right around noon because that's when we were getting our. No, it was a terrible time. You got to go there. I feel like around.
It doesn't even appear. It's like it's really moving castle. You got to find
like,
it.
It's so terrible that I like created a wall that is like only good to dig pictures.
I like
at,
it. I like it. I think it adds. It adds like a sense of mystere to it. You know,
they're like art. You can take like a sunny blue wall pic, but they're just like very different.
Blown out.
And I prefer. It's just like the lighting is so good at the blue wall at sundown.
Yeah. Sunset is definitely
it's,
the time.
It's literally the most perfect exterior lighting I've ever experienced.
It's so good.
You can chroma key in anything behind you, really, because you it's like the too. Perfect color, like yeah. really, to green screen or blue screen, anything. So you can go to Disney and be like, I was actually at Paris.
Someone said in the chat that a cast member asked her about the blue wall when she was taking pictures.
Yeah, I got in a fight with a cast member.
Yeah, tell her. Because I was like,
they had blocked off the blue wall for a while. Because they had, like, the performing arts stage over there. And I was like, when are they going to unblock the blue wall? Like, people want to take their blue wall pics over there. And they were like, that's not the blue wall. The blue wall's over there. And they pointed at the Sunset Showcase, which is, like, the theater they do all the previews in. And I was like, no, the blue wall's over there. And they were like, no, that's the blue wall. And I was like, I created the blue wall. That's the blue wall. I got, like, really mean.
What did they say to that?
He was like, well, you're going to have to find a new one, I guess. But then they took. I know.
I hope you went straight to City Hall.
No. Rude.
No,
I hope he's unemployed now. I'm just kidding. I don't hope that.
They removed the performing arts stage like very short, like 2 days later. What a dummy. I was like, whatever.
He's not allowed
I go to
pictures.
City Hall. Like, I've had some bad experiences. I'm like, this is not what Disney is known for.
If he ever posts a picture in front of the blue wall, I'm going to report his account.
First of all, if you take pictures of the Sunset Showcase and you tag blue wall pics in it, I can tell the difference, and I will do everything I can to not post your picture if it's at the wrong blue wall.
And by everything I can means I just will ignore it.
I've posted some people's wrong blue wall pics just when it was like slow or
wait,
like...
Wait, you run blue wall pics?
Yes.
You didn't know this? I had no idea! I tag them and everything be like, maybe blue wall pics will
post. I'm waiting to post it because I don't want to seem so nepotistic.
I was like hoping they would.
I've never been
picture.
Posted on Blue Wall.
Yes, you have. Oh, you haven't.
Only with you.
Yeah, with me. Yeah.
She refuses to post me because she thinks it's going to be a dead giveaway. But she'll post Tiff and Patrick.
Well,
no problem.
It's already over. Like I've said that I run Blue Wall picks.
That's amazing.
You had to. You had to set that cast member straight.
Now I'm just going to start blowing Sarah up with Blue Dude, Wall picks.
I want to start one. I want to start an account. I want to do something.
Leo,
like...
Leo, do you want to find a different colored wall?
No. Yeah, but I want it to have like a really dumb name. I want it to be like. You know, like egg carton wall or something like ridiculous, and they're not good pictures.
Blue
wall is too good. I want to go
good.
Opposite.
It's like the lighting though, like in the when lighting because we knew our lighting was bad. Yeah. We're like, this is not good lighting.
Next time I go to Disney, I'm going to do a row on my Instagram, 3 photos, and each one's going to have a different wall.
Just
they're not going to be a thing.
Start here. It is wall.
Here it is wall.
From Cars Land. Here it is.
Here it is. Yeah, that's the kind of thing I'm talking about. Like
here
I want to do. I want to do like. Silly.
Here it is wall pics.
Do you know what I'm really excited about, guys? I saw Little P's little treat.
I think you're pronouncing the T a little too hard on that. Oh, little P.
Little P.
Little P. Take out the T's.
Who knew he could sing?
He did sing really well. No, it's coming out tomorrow.
It's coming out tomorrow, yeah.
He posted a preview of it on his Instagram story.
Yeah, we were all kind of shocked by that one.
Leo, do you know who I was creeping on to when I was at Disney? Mm. Chris Villain. I saw him in Chase After the Trolley, and I don't think he knew who I was because I had red hair now.
Oh, my gosh.
It was just like...
Yeah, I showed up at a show. And it's so funny because then, like, you see him performing, and then he sees you, and he's just like, a suitcase, I had a dream!
Yeah.
Shout out to Chris Villain. He's blown up lately. He's been doing a lot. His cosplay has been kicked into overdrive lately. He's all over the place.
Man.
Yeah, he's going viral left and right, that kid. And he's a newsboy, which is cool. Sarah, if you could do anything at Disneyland, if you can go back.
Jungle Cruise Skipper.
Would you really be?
Really?
Yeah.
That's what you'd want
to think about it every time I'm there.
Do you know what I started asking all the cast members? I was asking, who gets the best costume? Like for running the rides? And I was talking to the girl at Indiana Jones, and I was like, I think this is the coolest. I think you guys are so fashion forward. The gaucho pants are coming back in the... The Indiana Jones.
Oh, Indiana Jones. Yeah, I was going to say that's one
fun.
Of mine.
No.
That I wore that costume in the bazaar. It's awful.
Wait, what?
They have the same costume in the bazaar in the Adventureland
shops. Yeah, I wore it. I liked
with
it.
With a different tie. No, it's were Indiana Jones.
Yep, no, because when I went in, they were out of clean Jungle Cruise skippers, so I wore an Indiana Jones outfit. I was like the exception.
But the girls' outfits are different than the guys' outfits. The girls have these like
big gaucho pants.
I like those pants.
The annoying thing is that you're supposed to wear the sleeves all the way rolled down. It's like all
No. I think the best are the Haunted Mansion costumes, but the thing about those, though, is because you rotate, like, it has to get super hot when you're in that and you're outside.
Yeah, I'm not into those. I don't know. I like the Guardians. The Guardians ones
I mean, the
cute.
Tower of Terror costumes were the best.
The bellhops.
Oh, yeah, those were cool. Yeah.
Rest in peace forever and ever. Amen. I don't,
I'm pretty fond of, like, I don't know. I mean, like, I thought about this a lot, but I guess I, like, haven't in a while because, like, in the college program, or just being a cast member, like, you go into costuming, and you can try anything on, but you can't, like, take anything home. Mm. But, like, we always, like, talked about, like, our favorite costumes and stuff.
What?
And which one's your favorite?
The bellhop ones, I think.
Oh, really?
Wow.
I really loved, there was, like, one shift that I got to work outside of Soarin' in the stores in Condor Flats, and I really liked, like, they have, like, those, like, aviator bomber jackets.
Mm. Yeah, those are cool.
Oh, those are cute.
Yeah.
Launched by McQuack. Did you ever, did you feel like they were just super unflattering?
Yeah, they're all terrible.
Can I tell you guys about a little secret, a little fetish of mine? I like weird fitting uniforms.
Oh my god.
I think they're cute. I know it's my fetish, whatever.
I super loved
that word's not inherently bad, you guys.
I super loved my Main Street costume, but they changed it. It's not the same as when I was there now.
Didn't they used to have like cute dress like old timey dresses?
They were not cute, but they're different now. Oh, well. It used to be like a full on like wool skirt.
Oh my god, that's torturous.
Like not wool, but like I miss it.
Wow.
I loved it. I like the Toy Story Midway Mania costumes.
Goofy Sky School.
I think those are cool.
Midway Mania? Nah. I don't
like the Cars Land ones are just like jumpsuits. Like they're like cool jumpsuits. Yeah. Like,
oh my god, the Toontown costumes are like
the flows.
That's what they said. A majority of the people I asked that because they'd be like, I don't really know. They're all terrible. And then one they would always be like, but Toontown's the worst.
Yeah, that's the worst. I do like flows. I think flows is super cute.
Yeah, that's a good
Where's
one.
Where's that one?
The restaurant? Cafe in Carsland. The, like,
oh,
the
yeah.
50s diner.
Yeah,
oh, that's super cute.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you, Sam, for defending me. No kink shaming, guys.
Yeah.
Leave me alone.
Do you get switched around with jobs at Disneyland a lot? No. You're, like, usually doing the same area. You can cross-train to do more areas, or you can switch positions. But it's, like, for example, like, I was Adventureland, Frontierland stores, and, like, I would always get those stores unless I, like, wanted to, like, pick up a shift or trade shifts with someone in New Orleans Square, in which case I would have to, like, go get that costume.
How come they don't call it Nolens Square?
Nolens Square.
Nolens?
Yeah, there's a thing, guys, when you work there, if you know, many of you probably already do, but you're not allowed to, like, go into the other lands wearing the uniform.
Unless you're walking to your location.
Unless you're walking, yeah. But even then, you should pretty much try to avoid it. You can get in trouble for that.
Well, there's no way. Like, I had to walk across Main Street to get to Adventureland.
Yeah. Well, Main Street is the only land you're allowed to wear anything in. Yeah. It's to be seen in. You're allowed to cross Main Street.
It's openly accepted.
No, that's the thing. Well, they told me this.
Okay.
Because they were like, Adventureland, you're going to be in this uniform. You're not supposed to be outside of Adventureland unless you're on Main Street. And then it's okay, too, because Main Street is supposed to represent, like, the hub of all of the worlds. Mm. And it's where everyone can get together. It's
and
the center
be
of...
friends.
And be friends, yeah, Main Street. That's where you can be.
Real. I think Robert told you that. Lied. I'm serious, because Main Street is supposed to be turn of the century America. So
why
would you see a spaceman in there?
Because, but you see, like, why would you see Mickey Mouse anywhere?
Futurist.
I mean, lots of people say really incorrect stuff during Traditions.
Dude, yeah, I was going to say that was, like, during Traditions.
I know,
so.
Well, they also say in Traditions that the park opened on July 18th, 1955.
Oh, just like Jurassic Park?
Yeah.
We were watching Jurassic Park the other day, you guys. Sarah got super mad because...
I can't handle that part of Jurassic Park.
They're trying to make an analogy, and they're not claiming to be Disney experts, and then, like, they incorrectly state the opening year of Disneyland, and then Ian Malcolm makes a joke about Pirates of the Caribbean, and she's like, that's not even an opening day attraction. Which
well,
he wasn't
like,
claiming.
He's like,
by the way.
Disneyland opened in 1956, she blah, goes, blah, blah. And I was like, that's wrong. And then he's like, well, Pirates of the Caribbean. I'm like, that didn't
he
open
said
in 67.
Pirates, yeah, but he wasn't saying that Pirates of the Caribbean was an opening day attraction.
Right,
he says, when Pirates of the Caribbean broke down, the pirates didn't eat tourist John.
Yeah. Anyway, it's all wrong.
No, he's not wrong. The pirates never ate
the
tourists.
Well, the year is wrong. Oh, my God.
I love Disneyland. We still need to bring Renee.
Yeah.
Because she's never been.
Yeah, she's never been, crazy. Which is insane to me. This is like, this little convo, guys, this last like 15 minutes is really, like, I'm going to start a podcast.
You love it. I'm also starting a podcast.
We're both starting podcasts, you guys.
Separately.
They're not ready yet, but like we are.
Can I be on both of your podcasts?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like separately.
Yeah. Great. Oh, they're about different things.
Cool.
So, yeah.
Great. I want to be on both.
Very different things.
So thank you guys for watching Disney Movie News, even though we have 2.5 minutes left. What do you want to do? We have 2.5 minutes left. What do you want to do?
What can we talk about?
What can we talk about? Want to do some shout-outs?
Sure.
Sam Linares in the chat. What's up? Andy Herndon, the boy, in the chat. Natasha, ready, set, go, in the chat. We've got Callie Caven, Allison Scott, the regs, always hanging out like they do. Heavenly Imaginings, the most supportive human being on the planet. Revenge of B. Craig 5. I didn't know that he needed a revenge story. Cassandra Arriaza in the chat. What up, girl? Elizabeth Cook. And now we're just... Oh, Ashley D. Isabella. Oh, awesome, not awesome. And, yeah, Super Iron Halo. You guys are the best. You're also the most amazing. You're also really... I don't know. You guys bring joy to my heart. That's all I'm going to say.
So I'll much joy. Right my there. Chat's working now.
No, I do want to say, though, honestly, this is dead serious. I can't think... Because we never really take time to say these sorts of things, but I can't thank this community enough. Like, you guys are incredibly supportive for everything. I know that I post things that are not Disney related, and you guys still back me up, and I'm super grateful to have all of you. Thank you for being so, like, you know, regular. Like, you guys come every single week, you watch this show, you support us, and for that, I can't not express my extreme gratitude to each and every single one of you. You're always so positive. You help keep the community clean. You guys are the reason that the Disney community is so highly regarded. So for that, I thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. Signed, Leo 2017. Make sure you follow me on social media at Mr. Leo Zombie. Thank you guys for watching Disney Movie News.
Or he takes all the thank yous away.
Yeah, I mean, if you guys have something to say, I realize we never really take the time to thank everybody, so I just wanted to say that.
Sarah?
Thanks.
Guys, make sure you follow Popcorn Top at The Popcorn Talk on Twitter and at Sarah
just
Sterling.
Cut you off well, because I didn't think.
No, she just stopped
plug.
Talking. And I was going to plug. Oh, my God.
She was just.
It's a hot
you
mess.
Know,
hot
she was
garbage.
Just, I'm doing a bet.
She was doing a bit.
Finish the letter. Finish the bit.
See, how, see what I mean about the comedy?
It's just over.
You can't force it out of her.
She's a mess.
Make sure you saw.
Go home, Sarah.
Your favorite after shows and movie talk. It's a really good time here, you guys.
Can I say goodbye, Leo?
Do your thing.
Oh, thanks. Disembodied hand. Yeah. Everything Leo said, guys. Like this. Like this is literally like been my favorite show to ever work on, and I love these two. I love you guys. Sarah's crying over here. Thank you for everything, and follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, and yeah, tune in next week after I watch or read The Cursed Child.
Yeah. Yeah. Guys,
now
stay
I have
ready
to
for
do
that.
It.
You gotta
He's
do
had
live
to
updates.
Play the song
I will.
Twice, it's over.
No.
I will do
live
like,
update
yeah,
and
I'll
read.
Be like, I just finished.
Chapter by chapter.
Don't make yeah. me play the music a
guys.
Third time.
If you guys follow me on social media, I will do an Insta story yeah. as I'm reading Harry Potter and the Cursed Child.
And make sure you tweet at us. Let us know how you liked time. Our little banter at the end of the show, because maybe we can include like something like that more regularly.
He's
Thank you guys for watching.
Time.
Who, it's fine. Are you? Thanks to the angel
there
in the heavens for supporting
pasta
us.
Pasta needs her mom, and her mom needs
to
pasta.
An episode ever. Bye.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.